it's so good to have a right relationship with God, to have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It's so good to have the Word of God and the Spirit of God readily available to help us at times like this. Of all the people in the world today, the Christian is truly, sincerely, and thoroughly blessed. Amen. Well, I'm so thankful that we can have this few minutes together today. This is not intended to be a sermon, but I thought that we could at least have a few minutes together to think about a couple of verses from Psalm number 3. You might remember we've been talking about Psalm 4 and the trouble that David was experiencing in Psalm 4. And so I just want to take a few thoughts from verses 3 and 4 of Psalm number 3 and see if God will use it to help us the next few days as we are facing our own challenges, our own troubles, the dangers that exist for every person in the world today. So let's think about these two verses, Psalm 3, verses 3 and 4. It reads, "But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory and the lifter of my head. I cried aloud to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy hill, Selah." Now, you might remember that David is in the midst of his own personal trouble and trials. David's own son, Absalom, who has deceptively stolen the support and the loyalty of the masses, is now pursuing his own father in an attempt to destroy him. David actually is in physical danger, and so are many others that are following him. And here we, as we see this, the real truth of this psalm, we see that David acknowledges the obvious dire circumstances that he's facing. Verses 1 and 2, he says, "O Lord, how many are my foes? Many are rising against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no salvation for him in God." Or literally, there's no hope. There's no help for him, not in God. And so I think we see a pattern here that the Christian should never deny reality, even when it involves imminent present danger. We should not deny reality. David himself said in Psalm 23, you remember it well, verse 4, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." So you see, the real picture that he paints is that everything around him appears to be hopeless. People observing him are speaking of how hopeless his situation is. But I want us to notice in verses 3 and 4 that David does not dwell on the danger, but he directs his attention to the Lord, right? See that in verse 3, the very first part of verse 3, he says, "But you, O Lord," there it is. He does not continue to talk about and stress himself out over the present danger, but turns his attention to the Lord. And I want us to notice three things that David confesses in prayer about the Lord. First of all, he says, "But you, O Lord, are a shield about me." God is a shield. He is the safety and protection for David. He is, and literally, the divine protector. David goes on to say, "My glory, the Lord is my glory," he says. "The Lord is the source of my honor. The Lord is the source of my respect and reputation." In other words, the Lord is the true honor that we receive comes from the Lord, regardless of our awful circumstances, even when people have counted us down and out and see no way that we can recover, we've been humiliated in every possible way, God still honors us as we honor him and love him and serve him. Amen. He is my glory. And then the third thing he says about the Lord is that he is the lifter of my head. In other words, the Lord is the source of encouragement. The Lord is the source of comfort. The Lord literally is the divine comforter, the divine encourager. And so with these three attributes, these three very encouraging things about the Lord, you see that David knows this to be true from experience. His experience with the Lord helps him to know that these things are true, and he has a real right relationship with him that helps him as he needs this encouragement in this time of trouble. And then finally, verse 4. We see in verse 4 that David expresses confidence in the God who answers audible prayers. Now, this is really interesting. He in no way impugns the value of silent prayers. He no way impugns the value of praying to yourself. But here he is speaking of his confidence in the God who answers audible prayers. Verse 4, he says, I cried aloud to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy hill. And so I just want you to think about, I had just a few thoughts about this verse. Audible prayers are for the benefit of all who hear. Yes. Audible prayers speak to the soul of the one praying, and it speaks to the soul of those observing. At least in the words of Jesus, those who have ears to hear, let them hear. Audible prayers are to be directed to the Lord and not observers. And we can see that God answers prayer to be an encouragement to the one who prays in faith, humility, and trust in the Lord. So, as we face our troubles, remember, the Lord is, and the Lord can be a shield for you. The Lord is and can be your glory. The Lord is and the Lord can be the lifter of your head. He can be for you your divine protector, your divine respecter, and your divine comforter. So then, my friend, my brother, my sister, pray aloud now so that your soul and the souls of those who hear you may be blessed. You may be alone at your own home, but praying aloud would bless your own soul. You may be there with others in your home. Pray aloud so that they may be blessed also. God will answer us from heaven, and all will know that our deliverance comes from him. May you be encouraged as we are separated now by distance and circumstance, but never from the Lord, his word, his spirit, and we can trust in him. May the Lord himself richly bless you. Amen.